Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new Halloween episode in May. That's right, here we are. You know how we do it. You know what we do. Anything Goes podcast with Greg and...
and Alex.
I'm Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
For the 200 and something time.
Yes.
So it's like halfway to Halloween thing that they say.
Mm-hmm.
And last week we released an unreleased hidden episode that we've been sitting on for a year and a half.
Right. Saving for the right moment. Or the moment when we needed it.
Yeah. And... we figured we'd do like a live halfway to Halloween episode now and just talk about the Halloween 2024 season that's coming up, what we're looking forward to, what our expectations are, anything new, anything, any repeat haunted houses that we're looking forward to.
Oh, definitely a couple.
Which, it's crazy. I feel like now at this point, we've gone to so many that I look forward
to,
to the repeats more than...
yeah, a lot of, like, the newer ones, it's like, oof, is
Is it worth the drive? You know, it's like, these haunted houses are not close.
No, and, like, none of them anymore. Well,
I mean, some, but some are really far, and it's like, if we're going to make the trip, we want it to be worth it.
Yes.
Especially with babysitting situations.
Right, exactly. We have to strategically set these things up.
Yep, and when we have a babysitter, we have to do four in a night.
Yeah.
And exhaust ourselves.
Try to get as much as we can.
Although that is one of the haunted house nights that I'll never forget.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good one, I gotta say. It was. But yeah, so here we are. Happy Halloween in May.
Oh yeah, it's Halloween every
day. What I like to say, yeah. And I don't know, we're just gonna talk.
Yeah.
See where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this Halloween season might be a little different than others. In that, I think this year it's going to start earlier than ever for a lot of them.
Yeah, well, in Disney World, Mickey's Not So Scary is starting August 6th or 9th, I forget.
It's insane.
Yeah, so if we go in August, which, I mean, we probably will, it's already going to be decked out for weeks before.
Insane. Yeah, before you even get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said as well, because a lot of these main professional top tier haunts, September 13th is Friday the 13th.
Oh, so they're going to want to be set up at least for that.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to open. That's going to be the opening weekend.
Some.
Yeah, like the top, top ones.
Yeah, like I feel like Bates Motel, I feel like they're pretty much already set up. They just have to do like the tweaking of like, what do we want to
change exactly.
or fix or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they could do it.
Which means if they do that, they're going to have like a 2 month run of the haunted house.
But I feel like they'll do Friday the 13th and then not do the weekend.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
They'll do like a one night only like event?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's still, I don't know. I mean,
I know, but it's kind of like you're rushing everything to get set up for that night and you have everything in place.
Unless they do it and they're like, well, whatever it is, it is.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know, but I think. Obviously, August is crunch time for these haunt owners and these builders and designers.
They're already starting.
Yeah, yes, they are. And once they get everything set up at that point, like, just open.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see which ones open that night. And like you said, if it's just a one-night thing and then they open up 2 weeks later.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if they just go through and just go 2 months.
Right. I think the big ones know, like, money-wise, if it's worth it.
Yeah. I don't think it's worth it because, like you said, Saturday the 14th and that next weekend.
People are going to come that early.
20th and 21st of September. Yeah,
people aren't. I feel like for them, once October hits, it's like, okay, people want to go.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm surprised some even open up like in September.
Like the last weekend of September.
Yeah, but it's good for us.
Oh, it's great for us. We need that extra time.
Yeah. Mm. And I guess it's like they just want to do like test runs and stuff of everything. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of worth it for them to do that.
Yeah.
So here's the question that you're not going to want to hear.
I don't know. How many are we going to do this year?
How many are we going to do this year?
13. What's
13? Well, yes. If they open up September 13th, that means it's 8 weeks of haunted houses.
But it's not going to be open like that, though.
I'm saying if.
Does Disney count trick-or-treating at Mickey's Dental Scary? I don't think so. If we went to Horror Nights, it would count.
Yes.
But I will never go to Horror Nights again.
Yes.
Or... it has to be, like, really worth me going.
Like, what would it be really worth you going?
The houses would have to all be... But even the houses, they suck there.
No,
they're all exactly the same.
I know.
Just with different props.
But I guess, like, every single house... Like, when we did, like, our top 10 franchise episode...
It would have to be all that.
All 10 of those, just,
it would have to be Freddy, and then a Jason, and then a Mike Myers, just say.
And a Scream.
Why did they do that? I guess I don't know if rights
They were supposed to.
The show.
Yeah, and then the rights fell through, and then they made it the Purge House.
Which is
last
cool
minute.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scream would have been cool. Like, you know what it is? All the houses are very loud.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then there's, like, a lot of strobe lights, and it's every 3 seconds something happens, like, over and over and over again.
It's just on, like, a track, like a pop track.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the actors and actresses. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jump scares. Everybody else calls it except us.
I don't know when that, like, became a thing that took over.
Pop scare was always a thing. Maybe it's just in New York.
Maybe.
Because everywhere else, people say jump scare.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I guess it depends on which way you're saying it from. If you're doing the scare, you're popping out. It's a pop scare. But if you're receiving the scare, you're jumping out of the way, so it's a jump scare.
That's true.
I guess.
That's true.
Pointless, useless information.
We should do a poll on our Instagram.
It would be jump scare. I feel like everyone says it.
Let's do it. We haven't done a poll before, right?
Maybe I did once.
Maybe. But yeah, let's do a poll. Is it jump scare or pop scare?
Okay. I'm going to do it.
What do you out there think?
I'll do it. I'll do it this.
All right. Sounds good. Okay.
Weekend or something.
Okay. All right. Anyway, would you ever do Fawn in a Night again?
Oh, God. It would have to be like we did it. Like, it was, they were all near each other.
Yeah. And that was like a weeknight, too. And it was crazy.
Exhausting.
We got home
and
like
we had
2 in the morning.
Like, you had work.
Yeah. I had to go to work. You had to parent.
Yeah. And was I sick?
I'm sure you...
No, I think I was, because I remember the next day your dad was like, yeah, you need to rest to me, because we were at your parents' house. And I remember I was like coughing and I was like just laying on the couch.
Really?
Yeah. Thankfully, our girls love your dad like he's like one of their friends. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, mentally on the same level. Yeah. But I would like to do it again. I found that, I don't know, it was definitely memorable.
Yeah, but then if you do it too much, then it's not going to be
memorable. I know.
You don't have to.
But it also helped get our account number up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 1 year, I don't know what year it's going to be. 1 year, I want to hit 20.
Oh, God.
I do.
When the girls start coming with us.
Okay, that's fair, I guess.
3 years? No, I'm just kidding. to be honest, one of them probably would. Oh, maybe. I don't know. You know what's great is I had a Haunted Mansion shirt on today, and it has Madame Leota on it. And I forgot who said it first, but at some point the both of them were like, I'm like, what are they saying? And then I hear ringing a bell. They said it just like that.
Really?
Like with the same, I didn't tell you that?
No.
They said it with like the same, because you FaceTime, but like wherever you
were.
It was
like cutting out. Yeah.
And then they started screaming, so.
Yes, I saw you like pointing to the shirt, but I didn't.
But they were going, ringing a bell,
that's so funny.
And I'm like, oh my God, how do they know that line?
Right? That's so weird. Like, yeah. Like,
just that, and that one too. Like ringing a bell. Like, why that line? There's so many lines.
Yeah, she doesn't say it every single ride, right? It depends what part of.
Yeah, it depends on.
Where you.
When you enter that room.
Yes.
Huh.
So weird. Yeah. So I do hope that some new haunts do get like announced and released though.
Yeah, because of course new ones are always fun.
Yes. And last year Psycho Clan had two.
Yeah.
They had one in Manhattan and the old stomping grounds.
Right.
And then
which was nice to go to.
Yeah. And the other one was in Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. Which is just creepy anyway.
Yeah. And the Manhattan one is when we did the four nights. And the Sleepy Hollow was the last haunt we did of the season.
That's right. And that was actually pretty good.
We really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I say it every single time we talk about it. But that guy at the end, and he wasn't even like a part of, oh no, was he? Yeah, he was supposed to be, to be like killing the other guy who was pretending to be like a part of a group.
Yes, yes, that yes. Through. Yeah.
But he was just such like a jerk. Like, all right, go away. Like, yeah. He was such a jerk.
He had a problem for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was different. It was Timmy Haskell-esque and interactive.
Definitely.
And theatrical and all that. And
they put you in a bathroom stall at one point, which was scary. Cause I like love no that out.
Part.
Me too.
The girl was
creepy.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite part. It was so different.
Yeah. Although, remember the part where the girl's on the table and like, oh, listen to her heartbeat.
Yeah.
And Joe thought that it was just like a prop.
Uh-huh.
Like a real girl. And then she jumped up and
he fell on the floor. And,
oh, man. We were like,
oh, man. Yeah, even the actors and actresses, they
had
broke
to cover
character.
Their face.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
But I like those interactive, we're in the story and we're
Me
part
too.
Of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And that's why I like Kevin McCurdy too, because they put you in it. We should try to get to them again this year.
Yeah, I think we can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finally bring our nephew to his first haunt.
Yes.
I think it's time. What is he, 11 now?
Come on. Yeah, he's been asking for years.
No, wait, he's going to be 12.
Really?
Yes, because we have the oldest in the family is 14, 13, 12.
Okay.
And then it jumps. I think
so
it
then
goes
it's
to
time.
10. Yeah.
That's it. We got to do it before he's a teenager.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
he could, and he wants to do it. It's
he's
his mom
been,
that doesn't
yeah,
want.
He's been bothering us to do it.
Yeah.
And the deal is that we have to sleep over, so
that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll go a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe an early weekend so we don't waste prime time.
Mm-hmm. But they do have other ones up there too that we can,
they do,
you know,
they do.
Hit
yeah,
that
yeah,
weekend
yeah.
or that night or mm-hmm. whatever. So we'll see how he does in the first one, and then maybe, you know, we should.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. Is
definitely.
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then some of the repeat ones that I would like to get to. I'm curious what Conover Killings are going to do.
Yes, of course.
You know, he does change things every year as far as mm-hmm. just, I don't know. His
little things here and there. Yeah.
Yeah, his walkthrough. And
I feel like he adds
more. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So I'm curious to see where he takes it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Brookdale.
Of course, Brookdale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're one of our favorites.
Yes.
And we say it all the time. They are perfect for a rainy night.
Yeah.
That all the other haunts are closed.
I'll tell you that it's so crazy. Like to other haunts, it's like, oh, rain, damn. Like this sucks. To them, they're like, yeah, let it rain.
Yep. That those are their biggest nights.
All the people that are going to a haunt, now they're going to look for indoor haunts.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're so, not even, I wouldn't even say underrated. But I just feel like they're so, like they should be way more known than they are.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
a college. Like you would think like a school thing is like, eh. But it's... top notch.
Yeah. Yep.
The makeup, the props, the stories.
Oh, and the design. I love it.
Oh,
I love like their rooms. I say every episode, I feel like I see something there every year that I never saw before.
Yes. Yes. Because I feel like these kids that are in school or like, I mean, even the teachers or whoever, the directors who like work there. But I feel like these people like thinking of new things. Like, oh, if they do this, like, what?
Yeah.
Can we try to do something like this? And then they actually do it. So like, you know, when you are at a haunt, you think of something like, oh, that might be too hard to do. Like, let's just stick to the basics.
Right.
They're like, no, let's actually try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
the thing. It's like, yeah, it would be cool to look like there's a thunderstorm going on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, but
yep.
how would we do that? We could figure
yep.
it out.
Yeah.
And they do.
And they have so many people, like, on their team because
exactly.
it's all students. And like,
so, like, if one person can't figure it out, maybe another person's like, well, what if we use this?
Yep, yep. And then every year, if they have, like, new students, there's new ideas.
Yes, yes.
And it's not just the same, like, design team every
it
year.
Is, and it's never the same anything every
no.
year.
No,
like,
yeah.
Even if they keep, like, one part of something, they move it. Like, they change it.
Yep, yep.
They have to because they break it all down.
Yeah,
so
that's
crazy.
Insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember last year they had, like, that drum scene with the guy
yeah.
up to, yeah, that was so
we
cool.
We heard it was, like, a good build-up.
Yeah, that was
Mayan,
such a cool scene. Yeah.
Something
mm-hmm.
like
yeah. And I would like to get to is one of your favorites, the Waldorf Astoria. I love that one too.
We didn't go last year.
No.
So I would like to go.
Yes. Uh-huh. And the movie franchise Hell House was filmed there.
Yes.
Which
I don't know if like the older I get, the more freaked out I get with movies. But that movie or those movies, especially the first one, like freaked me out. Like I literally was like, all the lights were on.
Yeah. I don't know. It was scary.
It felt real. And we were there.
Yes.
So I feel like that kind of freaked me out too. True. I don't know.
Yeah. And we actually went to the haunt first and then we watched Hell House after.
And
so.
It was so crazy because the attic freaked me out. Remember we walked through the attic?
Yeah, like I have a bad feeling
about
this.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, Greg, can we go? Like you were being silly, of course, trying to make them break character. And which actually, I think one of them did or she did. I don't remember.
Mm.
But we were going down the steps. I'm like, Greg, can we go? I have like a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And then they said like that's where a lot of it goes on.
Yes. So
like actually like the people who own the haunt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not the movie.
Yeah. So I don't know. I would be interested to see our feeling on it now that we watched a franchise movie. I know. I do feel like that. Yeah.
So I'm getting nervous thinking about it.
And they're actually doing a 24-hour Hell House like overnight thing there. So
damn. See, I don't see. I don't know that. I guess because of the movie, it just I couldn't do it. I couldn't be in there like overnight.
And then they have the other walkthrough of all the movie horror.
Forget it. That. Like I need to do it again because literally, it was one of my favorite haunts like ever.
Yeah, yeah. It had every horror.
Oh man, it was so good, and it was like the scenes for it, and they weren't even anything like crazy.
No,
but it was just actually there were a few that were like whoa.
Yes, but also the actors and you know the haunt actors, they really played into it, and
you could tell that it's a good place to work. You get that vibe.
Yeah. And it's been a few years since we went to Bates Motel. And I'd like, you know, just they're always fun
like
to go to, and
too.
That and Oasis Island of Fear.
Yes, I feel like we always have to.
Which I can go there every single year
and still be scared. It is a good
every
one.
Single time.
Yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah,
and last year their blackout maze was Saw themed.
Yes,
so that was cool. Yeah. Any other ones that you want to get to? We could maybe go to... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think you like hit them all.
Yeah, but what we didn't do last year that we should do this year that we were invited to but couldn't make it...
Yes, I know what you're going to say. In the city?
Yeah. Blood Manor had like a press night.
Like a media... Night.
Yeah, and they invited us to it and we just...
I forgot what it was we couldn't make it.
Yeah,
we
couldn't make it that night and then...
We tried to like switch things around, I remember, but...
Yeah, and then I think, well, I know I did, but we both might have had major FOMO seeing people live streaming on
like
social media.
Cookies.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of stuff set up, and so we should try to get ourselves there this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it'll be like Blood Manor, which we've been to, but something different and new.
Yeah.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's like a party with them.
Yeah.
Here comes the season.
Yeah. Scare actors must be, you know,
on point
their game and just excited, like you said. And
and
then the city, there was a Terror Vision.
Yes,
that was a new one.
I was just
thinking
that.
Yeah, and they said every year they totally retheme themselves also.
Which I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And that was good too. That was kind of like, I don't know, just unexpected.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the Terror type.
Yes, theme. With the elevator.
Oh,
and
this is
lobby.
Very random, but I need to tell you this, so why not tell you right now?
All right, tell it.
So if you know me, you know how obsessed I am with Breaking Bad.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
It has nothing to do with haunted houses.
Yeah, now I'm...
But I feel like people need to know this. I've seen... It's very random, okay? Very
Does
random.
Anything to do with anything we're talking about?
No, not at all.
Well, okay.
Not even close.
In other news, it's going to rain tomorrow.
But so when the girls are going to sleep tonight, they're watching Zootopia.
Right.
And there's a scene in it where there's like a ram, I guess.
Ram jam?
Yeah, and it's in like a lab making this stuff that makes predators like go crazy, whatever.
Okay.
And as I'm watching, I'm like, wow, it's funny. I was like, it's in the yellow jumpsuit. I was like, it's kind of like Breaking Bad, and like the stuff that it was making was blue. I was like, but no way a Disney movie would reference Breaking Bad. Like, it has to just be a coincidence. So, and it's funny, I've seen this movie so many times, and I've never actually seen this part. And then the ram like gets a the fox and the bunny, if I know their names, but I'm not going to be a nerd right now. They're hiding. And whatever, the ram gets a phone call and talking to whoever, and then there's a knock at the door. And the ram goes, "Ah, let me go. Walter and Jesse are back."
Really?
When I tell you, I was sitting here as the girls were passing out with my jaw dropped. Because I thought, it was the only time ever that I actually thought, like, oh, wow, like, this is kind of, it's funny.
That's
it,
so
could
funny.
Be Breaking Bad. I always kind of try to connect Breaking Bad to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said Walter and Jesse back. And I literally was like, no effing way.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, Disney.
Do you know what would be even crazier?
What if we weren't talking about Haunted Houses this episode?
Well, yes. If we were talking about Haunted House this episode. But what would be even crazier if Zootopia, it's not, but if it was made before.
Oh, that's funny.
Breaking Bad.
That's funny, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Breaking Bad got created based on
that. That's funny.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this is a cool scene.
I just want to know who created that scene.
That's
I want to know who was a fan of Breaking Bad. Like, that was so for the parents.
Let's reach out
adults.
And get them on.
Like, I need to know. I need to do research on this.
I'm going to research. I'm going to get this person on.
I need something positive to research.
Yeah. Yes. Sure do.
We'll get into that in another episode.
Okay. Sounds good. That'll be a future.
Yes.
Future episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I might as well just say, last week, we were unable to really record anything, which is, thank goodness that we had something in our archive.
Yeah.
To release, because I had a major, major sudden death in the family.
Yep.
My father, who, it was very sudden and unexpected, and it's still very new. And even tonight was hard to do, but, you know, here we are. And, you know, day by day. But we're going to talk about him maybe another episode.
Yeah, down the line.
Yeah, further down the line. And I'm sure I'll reference silly things that he has done and...
Yeah, we kind of brainstormed something to honor him and and talk about him. So that will be possibly a future episode whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I don't know. Will I ever be ready?
Well,
but just know that episode, you will have a lot of editing to do, because I'm sure this is going to be like, wait, I need to cry.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but it's definitely been a shock. And just, I don't even know if you've ever lost someone that close to you. You know, it's just... You don't even know what to do. Like, where do you go from here kind of thing. So it's crazy. But, you know, I have a good support system.
Yeah. Well, whenever you are ready to do that episode, I feel like you can help many people as well.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
Yeah. So. I just started talking to someone that you work with.
Yeah.
Who lost her dad. And it helps. I feel like it's helping both of us. Because, you know, I have sisters and I have my mom. But then at times I'm like, I don't want to bother them with talking. Because what if for a split second they're okay? And I bring it up, and then you don't want to put them down. So it's nice to have someone else to be like, wow, this sucks, right? It's crazy. What do we do? Like,
you know, I've lost grandparents and stuff, but I've been fortunate enough in my life up to this point not to lose a parent. Mm-hmm. And I do have questions for you, but, you know, not now, not yet.
Yeah,
but
right.
I do want to ask you some stuff when the time comes that we record. And I feel like it'll be able to help many people out there.
Yeah.
Who have to deal with loss this close.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for touching upon that.
I didn't want
to be the one to do it.
Oh, of course.
So
I felt like I should say something, but I had to just wait to be good enough where I could be like, all right, I can get through 2 minutes of talking about this.
There you go. So that is thankfully why we had that
episode saved.
No, and I would have figured out something. I would have recorded,
you would have
interviewed
it,
something with somebody, because you know me, can't miss an episode.
Ever.
Can't miss 1 week, even with your dad passing. Won't allow it.
Well, you know what? My dad would expect nothing less. So,
yeah.
You always give it 100.
There you go.
And like 60.
So, this one's for you, Tommy.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Continue on with the haunted house stuff.
Okay.
Well, this one's not for him. The next one will be for him.
There you go. Well, yes. Yeah, and he will get an episode dedicated to him.
Definitely.
So, all right. Anyway.
Anyway.
Any other random topics besides Zootopia and Breaking Bad and the passing of your father?
I think the past 5 minutes have been random enough, so okay. I'm going to just give it back to you. And
all right.
Yeah. I'm done with... This is what goes on in my brain the past 2 weeks.
Right.
Or whatever. Less than 2 weeks. But
all right. Anyway, back to haunted houses.
Yes.
You know.
I am excited for Halloween season. I'm excited for pumpkin spice. And how disappointed was I?
Oh, my goodness.
The other day.
Yes.
We went to a coffee shop somewhere. And I never go into coffee shops.
No.
Ever. Like, don't. Wawa. That's it. But it was like a cute little shop on like this little block. And I'm like,
a little bougie shop.
Yes, it was. It was bougie looking. And I'm like, well, let me just go in. And I looked at the menu and the coffee was like cheap. Like, not cheap, but it was normal. Like $3 for a medium. I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. So I'm like, I'll get a nice coffee. I go in and I'm like, oh, what do I want one? Then I see the flavors, pumpkin spice. I was like, yeah, I got to get this. So I order the pumpkin spice medium. She's like, oh, yeah. I pay for it. She opens up to get the, which kind of was annoying that it was pumpkin spice, like the syrup. But whatever. I would still take it. And she opens up like the, I guess, cabinet or fridge or whatever it was where the syrups were. And she goes, oh, actually, I'm sorry. We don't have pumpkin spice right now.
After,
and I wanted to be like,
you paid for it.
I'm glad I didn't give her a tip. Yeah. So then I got maple and it was really sweet.
Yeah.
But I was very disappointed. I was so excited.
Did you even finish the
today,
coffee
actually,
drink?
Did this you? Morning.
Yeah. Okay.
I put in the fridge.
So I'm seeing in the car and it was like less than a sip even taken from the cup. I'm like,
I don't drink coffee quick.
Great. That was
That's good, actually. I don't
well
spend
worth
as much money.
The money of.
It was. I had it this morning.
Half a sip. But
I didn't have to use the coffee we stole from Disney. The K-Cups.
Yeah. Well, we purchased a K-Cup order for your Mother's Day gift.
That was my, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so over the little, could we have a Keurig? So that little cup where you put the coffee in, like you scoop it in. But for some reason, it does not work good. I guess the one we have. And it goes everywhere. And I'm over it. So.
Okay. Do you think we need a new one of those? Or just?
No, I had a pack and I changed it. And
okay.
Whatever. First world problems.
All right. And also, what I'm looking maybe most forward to, no, not most forward to, I'm just kidding, but very forward to Spirit Halloween and Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you know?
Stepping their game up.
They
as always.
A bunch of skeletons and they already sold out.
Come on.
But I'm sure they're going to release more. But
yeah.
The 12-foot skeletons, they.
So funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
But it's funny. It's like, I don't even care for the skeleton anymore.
No.
We have our werewolf we need to put out
this year. Yes, this year. Definitely, for sure. We will.
For two reasons. One, just because it's cool.
Yeah.
And two, get that damn box out of the basement.
I know. We're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you're the one who showed me it, that they're releasing a dog to the skeleton.
Yes.
Right?
Which I want that.
Mm.
I don't even want the skeleton. I want that.
That's funny. Yeah. So, and then, I don't know, I guess they're going to have a whole family soon enough.
That's
like,
funny.
All pets and
cat.
A wife and kids and a cat. And So that'd be funny.
It's funny. Yeah. I have another random thing.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Hailey Bieber's pregnant. Keep going. I just wanted to mention that.
You're supposed to put these in your phone as a notepad, and we're supposed to have a random topic
episode. No,
because
then it's
episode.
Already old news.
Well, we could have done that today and then done.
This is my brain, though.
Well, this is our halfway to Halloween
live
episode edition, so
we
did have to do it. So keep shooting at your random stuff, and I'll just keep us on track with Halloween Haunted House. And I wanted to be any Halloween movies, like not the Halloween like franchise, just any like good horror movies coming out.
I can't say if they're going to be good, but I'm sure there's going to be horror movies coming out.
I feel like usually like we would hear of something like.
There was a list that came out and it was like movies coming out this year.
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh, no. I think there's another. Oh, is it this year, though? There's another Scream coming out eventually.
It's funny. I actually thought of, I don't know what made me think of it today, but the Saw movie, the last one that just came out.
Yeah.
I don't know what made me think of it, but I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
I really did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was good, though, because it was like, you always, it's funny. Saw is so good because you root for the killer.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, yeah, he's doing.
Although technically he's not a killer because
he doesn't kill people.
He
doesn't touch people, I know.
Yeah, he does not kill them.
You know what I mean? The mastermind.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. I would love if they made another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, weren't they supposed to?
I don't know. There's always so many oh, they're going to do it, but it's like, it's just some person saying
it. That's true. Right. Yeah. So, and I think I saw a trailer for something and, oh man, what was it? There was a trailer of something that was supposed to be coming out of a movie.
Okay.
And I saw it.
What happens?
And I forget what it was.
Great.
So, at some point, I will. Still
Let
not
us know about that.
Remember until I re-see that trailer again. Yeah. But I think it was like an old movie
they're remaking.
I don't know. I have no idea. But I remember when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's cool. And now I guess it wasn't that cool.
I guess not.
No.
You would remember it. You always remember things.
Yeah.
Like you're pretty good.
At some point it's gonna come to me. Yeah.
It's funny, you remember like I'll be like, can you just make sure I remember this or that? and you'll always remember, but then you don't remember where, like, your wallet is or your shoes. Yeah.
My car key.
Oh, the things you literally need.
How many times do I wake you up in the morning like, Alex, where's my car key?
Please. When I was staying at my mom's house last week,
yeah,
it was like, so my parents live in Toms River.
Mm-hmm.
Greg works in Staten Island.
Yeah, it's over an hour trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he stayed and went in the morning. So he's, you know, needing to leave because God forbid it's an accident or traffic or something. And he comes, he's like, Alex, do you know where my car key is? I was like, oh my God. I jumped up so fast. And it was literally right on the table.
It was, just, yeah. But you know, I was waking up at 5 a.m. those days and making the trip back and forth. And
yeah,
it was so.
And the girls did not let me sleep. But I'm sure we were all in the same room. Yeah. So I'm sure you got woken up too. Yeah. But oh man, it was a rough week.
Yeah. But I did find my car key. Well, you found my car key. And
I literally got up and I was like, it's that thing, you know, they say, like, you tell, like, the husband's like, hey, where are the scissors? And you're like, in that drawer on the top right.
Yeah.
And they go, they open it. Don't even look. They're just shutting. I can't find it. And then you go and you open it and it's right there and you give it. That's a lot.
Anytime we can't find the knife in the house, just look in my back. That's usually where it is. So
you're such an idiot.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about that? Also, when going to work over an hour away every morning, I would get to work earlier than I would.
Because you were leaving so much earlier.
Yeah, just to
make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so is this the year we're going to hit 20 haunted houses?
Oh, please. I'm so exhausted right now that I can't even. It makes me, like, anxious.
It is. It's not funny, but it's crazy that every year you get sick. Every single year.
Every year on Halloween I'm sick. Or right after. And now it's like I'm running my body down. And then I have to. There's no, like, resting. I used to get so sick. And I'm like, God damn it, I used to be able to sleep till 11 o'clock the next day.
I know. Yep.
Now it's like 7 o'clock, 7:30, I'm up. And that's like, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what I would like to do this year?
What?
For haunted house. And I think we should really try. We've been saying it for probably the past 2 years. So I want to do like a live podcast.
Yeah, you said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we have to do it this year. Because I keep saying I want to do it. And we do have a few haunts that
would allow us.
Yeah. That would be willing to work with us. And we got to pull the trigger and do it.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. And we've like done it before where we went to haunt and we were like, interview people afterward and stuff, but I'm gonna do like a live podcast thing, like set up a table and a booth and speakers and all that,
and have our phone
but yeah, that'd be fun. That's what I think will be my my thing to do this
year.
Yeah,
okay,
along with 20 haunts, but no, at least 13, but I feel like 15 should be our new. It should, especially that it's starting so early,
but we don't know that it is.
It's almost midnight, so.
Yeah, I know. That's why. Just looked at the time and I was like, I want to go to sleep.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's do it then.
Let's
go to sleep.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go to sleep.
I'm with that. Good night, everybody.
After we do another half hour of
No.
No, well, let's end it. We kind of touched on, you know, what we want to talk about. Yeah. So, and then all these random things that you just have popping into your head at random thoughts.
Mile a minute, so, my brain.
Appreciate that very much.
I have more.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, Bluey. A.k.a. Pooh Bear. Thank you all for listening. Speaking of Bluey, so Bluey is making an appearance at a local restaurant.
Oh, did you call them?
And I called them.
Oh, God.
I guess like reservations,
yeah,
whatever. So I called them and the girl answers and whatever. And I'm like, what'd she say? She had something. And I'm like, no, not that. I don't know what she said, but I was like, no, that's not what I'm calling about. She's like, and she said it again. I'm like, no. So she's like, so what do you want? And I was like, oh, there's like a Bluey night where the character's going to be there. And it said to call and make reservations. She's like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. She's like, I was like, well, can you find out? Because
that's so weird.
Yeah, because it says like reservations. I saw it online. She's like, oh, hold on. I'll ask my manager. So she puts me on hold for like 6 minutes. Like, oh, not even kidding. I'm like,
that's so annoying.
And there's no, like, music. There's it's no, like, yeah, it's just
silent.
And I'm like, all right, this girl definitely hung up with me, but whatever. I'll just
sit
here for an hour and wait and just.
So my phone dies.
Yeah, so finally she gets back. She's like, oh, my manager said they're really busy right now. Can you call back later?
Oh, my God.
I was like, okay, thanks for wasting 17 minutes of my life on a. Yeah. So I got to call back.
Makes me not want to go.
Yeah, I know. Well, for the girl. I don't want to go, but for the girls, we got to go.
It's going to be, I could already let you know, it's at a restaurant. It's going to be awful.
Do you think it's going to be one of those like Times Square costumes?
Yes. Oh, it's not going to be a good costume. Oh my goodness. No way. That's why I don't even want to do it, because I want the first time the girls see like a bluey to be like a good one. And that stupid freaking camp bluey needs to come here already. It's working its way. The next stop is in Boston. Mm-hmm. Why hasn't it come to New York yet?
Because they're saving it.
For best for last?
Yes.
New York's the worst.
For...
Have you been to New York City lately? It's the worst.
Yes, but they're saving it for Christmas time so we can go to Rockefeller Center.
It's freezing. Great. No.
During Christmas.
No.
Your favorite place to be in the entire world. Why do you love that so much?
I hate it. I hate
it. Why do you love going to Rockefeller Center during Christmas time? Why?
You know when I like going?
When do you like going?
At like 1 a.m. when there's no one there.
Yeah. But even then.
Born and raised in New York City, you know, Staten Island. It's a borough. Okay.
In the borough. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hate New York City. Okay. I strongly dislike New York City. I am very proud to be from New York. I'm very much a New Yorker. I lost my accent when I was younger because I heard it on tape and I said, I will never sound like that again. The only time you hear it is when I get really mad.
Okay.
But
and then New York comes out in you?
Yes. It really does.
Yeah.
But New York is...
Many people have that feeling also. And especially with congestion prices and...
Yeah, it's just terrible. And like, there's just... Like now, I know it's like this in California, but like now there's like homeless people everywhere and they're doing drugs right in front of you. And it's like, oh, it's just, it's disgusting.
It's crazy.
It's dirty. It's, I don't know. They need to do like a cleanup of the city.
Well, happy Halloween in May, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
I don't know what got me
thanks,
started.
Bluey.
Bluey.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. All right. So we're ending it here. We are. I'm pulling the plug on this episode.
We need a Bluey episode.
I'm pulling it. Well, let's do it.
There's 150-something episodes.
Okay.
I could talk about every single one.
What is your favorite one?
Granny Mobile.
Okay. Deal. All right. Save for the podcast.
We're on the podcast right now.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg. Check. All right. So that's it. We're out of here. Let us know any haunted houses that you know are coming this year that we may not know about.
Yeah.
Let us know, because we are always looking for them.
Yes.
So, all right. That's it. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate it. And I appreciate you sticking this one out and fighting through it.
Yes.
I do, because we still haven't missed a week. And I'm proud of that. And for as much as I can do, I will try to keep that streak going.
I know you will.
Yes. So, appreciate it. And appreciate you guys. And hit us up. I know we loved hearing from you. And I know more than ever, Alex would love hearing from you guys and girls. So let us know. Hit us up. Talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
We read everything that you send.
Yes.
We sure do. So, all right. That's it. Once again, for like the 10th time, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And you are?
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. Well, happy Halloween in May. Mm. And until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.